1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court has ruled that the Trump administration cannot block congressionally approved funding to expand electric vehicle infrastructure. In a press release on Tuesday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced the court granted summary judgment last week and concluded that the Trump administration's effort to withhold the funding violated the Administrative Procedure Act. Wisconsin joined a coalition of over a dozen states in filing the lawsuit, seeking to protect congressionally approved funding through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. Wisconsin is due to receive over $62 million of funding through the program, in addition to the overall economic impact from the jobs created. Attorney General Call also highlighted the environmental benefits of expanding the state's electric vehicle infrastructure, making it more feasible for residents to consider purchasing an electric vehicle. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program awards grant funding to businesses like gas stations, restaurants, and hotels to help cover the cost of installing electric vehicle charging stations. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board unanimously approved a rule change on Wednesday seeking to bring state regulation of PFAS in line with federal drinking water standards. The rule change follows regulations enacted by the Environmental Protection Agency during the Biden administration. Under the Trump administration, the agency seeks to weaken those regulations to reduce which specific types of PFAS contaminants will have stricter limits. The agency's 2024 rule set limits for the two most common PFAS contaminants at 4 parts per trillion and 3 other types at 10 parts per trillion. Under Wisconsin law, the state-level drinking water standard requirements must be at least as stringent as the federal requirements. With the EPA seeking to roll back those previous protections, Natural Resources Board officials say increasing state regulations will better protect residents from the forever chemicals. According to a WPR report, an economic impact analysis conducted by the Department of Natural Resources found that meeting more stringent state-level regulations would not cost Wisconsin any more than meeting current federal drinking water standards. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The fired head of the University of Wisconsin system says he won't fight his removal, but he still doesn't know why it happened. Jay Rothman told WISN 12's Upfront program that he accepts that the Board of Regents had the right to let him go, but says no one ever explained their decision to him. Rothman says he chose to be fired rather than resign because he didn't want to, in his words, basically live a lie. Republican lawmakers are calling the move a partisan attack and are now threatening to block the governor's appointments to the Board of Regents. Governor Tony Evers has signed dozens of bills into law, touching everything from child safety online to housing veterans benefits and election procedures. Among the more notable measures, the state will spend $400,000 to fight internet crimes against children and create 4 new positions at the Department of Justice to pursue those cases. Another bill makes it easier for victims of sexual extortion to sue their attackers in civil court, even if no criminal charges were filed. And for the first time, Wisconsin schools will be required to teach students about adoption as part of health education. And mail delays in Wisconsin have gotten bad enough that a U.S. senator is now stepping in. Tammy Baldwin sent a letter this week urging the nation's top postal official to fix staffing shortages and delivery problems. The issues are particularly at the Oak Creek Processing Center, where packages have been known to sit untouched for weeks. A new federal watchdog report found people usually aren't notified when delays hit their area. And with a tax deadline and election approaching, Baldwin says the Postal Service needs to act fast. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team in Las Vegas to face off against North Dakota in the Frozen Four. Wisconsin has not lost since March 11th when they fell to Ohio State 7-1 in the Big Ten tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers head coach Mike Hastings.
I think the guys have done a phenomenal job at staying balanced here over the last couple of weeks. This mindset I haven't seen change from when we were embarrassed at home against Ohio State, and we learned a very valuable lesson. lesson. And so the guys, I think, took that, learned from it, and have turned the page, and they're doing the same thing this week.
NBA, the Bucks lost last night to the Pistons 137-111. One bright spot, the Bucks' Jericho Sims with 11 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, his first career triple-double. Doc Rivers.
That was good for Jericho. I mean, in a rough season and a rough night, you know, we're playing the best team in the East off of back-to-back with guys out. I thought our guys did well.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today and not quite as breezy as it was yesterday. Our high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers, low dropping down to around 36. Tomorrow, a sprinkle or two early, then mostly sunny with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your lacrosse news roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.